Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Truth, ain't no easy way out.
Well,
Joe,
that's true. There is no easy way out of an 0-2 hole. Win tonight, play tomorrow. Let's get this thing back to Philadelphia.
Can I take this moment just to give a shout out to somebody real quick?
Sure.
Because I think it's deserved.
Okay.
Because I mean, this is my first time ever interacting with this person since I've been here. Mm-hmm. And they're very, very organized, and they did a, like, I mean, I'm not trying to take a shot at anybody. Because Most does a wonderful job. Most does a wonderful job. But Vonnie, dog, like when I walked in this morning, like, you know, I usually cut some stuff and all this other stuff. But she was so thorough in, like, her approach and just so, you know, like, so organized.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I mean, she did a heck of a job. So I just wanted to give this moment to give her a shout out, man, because she does a heck of a
job.
Well
deserved. She helped us.
You're with all due respecting Most, right?
Yeah,
now.
You are.
I'm not. I love Most.
Well, I'm not surprised. She helped us out in the summer when Kyle was out one day.
But thorough.
Yeah,
very thorough.
Our producer that was in that day was running a little late, and she cut some audio
for
us. So she saved the day from behind the scenes that day.
Yeah, and I just wanted to give her. I just wanted to give her flowers, man.
So put a little pressure on Most.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, man.
Just like Bryce.
Somebody needs
Bryce,
to.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. I'm not trying to put no pressure on Most, but boy.
No, you do.
You should put the pressure on Most.
Today's the day to put pressure on people.
I mean,
Bryce, Schwarber,
but see, here's the thing. Because I got to ask Kyle this, because Kyle would know better than me. I had to do, you know, I had to do something at Chicken Piece one day, and I had to do a cut. I had to, you know,
read,
cut something.
Yeah.
You had to do a read. And normally we would cut it, but I was out of the studio, so Most told me, you know, suck it up, Buttercup.
Really?
He was like, yeah. Do you think Vonnie would have did me like that, Kyle?
I can't imagine, no.
No, because it just doesn't seem like that's the type of person she is.
You think Moshe is getting a little complacent?
Yeah, there's no question.
It feels like
that. Yeah, there's, you know, you find out some people are foxhole people and some people aren't, and we're finding out around here who are foxhole people. That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. As Hugh gets messy with our coworkers,
that little extra
throwing Moshe right under the bus.
Hey, that little extra icing that y'all put on, appreciate that, guys. That was
no problem. All right. Speaking of extra icing, John Middleton was on the afternoon show on Friday at our Red October rally, which, by the way, that was such a fun day. We need more than three games after the Red October rally. Phillies, we got to get this into game four. But part of the reason I have hope that they're going to fight back tonight and they're going to get a win and we're going to get this to Sanchez tomorrow night for game four is they have been a tough, resilient group. I mean, in every way. Every time they've had rock bottom moments, and they've had quite a few this year, they bounce right back. The Wheeler injury, bounce right back. They do that. And John Middleton, listen to what he said on Friday about this group and kind of comparing them in his run since he's been, you know, part of the ownership group in terms of toughness. Here's Middleton on Friday.
I think this team is the toughest team I've seen since the 08 team, frankly. Maybe 09 team. But it's just, I mean, they go up to Milwaukee and take two out of three there. They come down and they sweep the Mets in four, you know, and then they go out to L.A. and you don't have Zach and you don't have Trey and you don't have Alec and you don't have Edmundo and you don't have Jose. And they, by the way, we sat on the runway for 5.5 hours. We landed in L.A. at 4:40 Philadelphia time, got to the hotel at 5:40 Philadelphia time, went to bed at 6:15 Philadelphia time. And they get up with all those players missing, and they beat L.A. in L.A. And just to make, you know, they come back the next day and beat them again. And that's just, I don't know that there's another of the 28 teams in baseball that could go out to L.A. with those five players missing from their staff and take two out of three from L.A. That's a tough team. And they kept coming back. You know, the games were back and forth, and they just kind of gutted them out at the end. That's a tough team.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree with him. In a lot of ways, the way he framed the season, the team. He's right. Now they got to go do it tonight. They got to get a victory. They're swimming upstream, obviously, against this Dodgers team. Mm-hmm. You know, playing their best baseball right now. But that's my hope tonight, is that they have shown toughness in their toughest moments. When they've been down, they've bounced back. They need to tonight. Do you hope? Do you believe? 215-592-9490 for this poll question. The results here are wild to me. What are you feeling more heading into game three? So we've been, you know, Hugh, going back and forth on two potential options, right? Hope they win or believe they win. Now, mm-hmm. Kyle threw a third option in the poll. And the third option right now, as I look at it, is winning the poll. Three choices people could vote for at WIP Midday Show. Hope they win, believe they win, or third option, just end it. Hugh, do you know what the results are right now? 40, go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say 60%. Just end it.
43% hope they win. 13% believe they win. So you've only convinced 13% of the audience so far.
Mm-hmm.
44% just end it. Boy, that's a tough look.
Yeah, that's surprising.
That's a tough look for the Phils. Tough look for us. Tough look for the city. I mean, I understand at some point you want to be put out of your misery, but that's me if they're down 6-0 in the third inning tonight. Can we just get to the end so I can go to bed? But not now. We got hours to go before the game. They're not down 0-3 in a 7-game series.
And it's not like they got dragged. They didn't get dragged.
No, they didn't. And again, they have a potential game 5 back here if we can get it here. I don't like that. That voting is a little too much for me. 44% just ended. Well, like, come on.
Now, you know, like, and I would venture to say that most of those people are like keyboard gangsters, because that's kind of a keyboard gangster move to just give up, you know, just talk tough.
Yeah.
And then when the going gets tough, you don't get going. I've never been in a situation. Now, I've been on the ropes. You know, you talk about games and it looks like it's not going to go your way, but never quit. Never can quit. Like, there's always a chance, and you know, it's a pride thing too, you know, because you got, you know, when you quit like that, you got to look at them kids and they ask you, well, hey, Dad, why you quit? Because I was soft. You know what I mean? That's just, come on, man. You can't do that. You can't do that. You got one more game, and you gotta fight it out.
Yeah,
you got to pull out all the stops.
The other thing for me is it's such a long season. We've been invested for one. You know, we went to spring training the March 20th or whatever it was. Then the season started. We watched 162 games, got amped for the playoffs. I can't just want it to end before it's end. Like, when it's over, it's over. Like, and that might be tonight. It might be tomorrow. It might be Saturday. It might be 2 weeks from now. Or it might not end. They might win a championship. Probably not, but, you know, it's still possible. When it's over, it's over. Like, to invest all our time in a season this long, and then before they're eliminated, to just say, put me out of my misery?
Like, what do you got to do? What you got going on in your life where it's easy for you to just quit? Because I would venture to think that most of the people that are voting ain't quit too many times in their life on anything. But then again, it kind of makes you wonder. You know, and I know people say, well, it's just sports. I mean, but we're invested in this.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're invested in this, and we've been invested in this. And if you're voting, you have to feel some kind of way about it. So just to know that there's one game tonight and that's the way that you feel is surprising to me.
Yeah, and again, I think it is a difference that it's not a 7-game series down 0-3. That obviously has happened only once, the Red Sox-Yankees 2004. It's happened. Now, the odds are stacked against them.
Definitely.
It's probably a 90% the Dodgers win the series based on history. But there's 10% isn't one. It's not zero. Like, there is a chance in a 5-game series to go down 0-2. I was trying to think this morning of the ones that I can remember. 17, Yankees and Cleveland. 2012, the Giants and the Reds. And that the Giants team, they lost the first two at home and then had to go to Cincinnati, kind of like this. Yankees A's in 0-1, I believe it was. And Mariners came back on the Yankees in 95. So, like, every so often, 5-ish years, this happens. We're probably due for one of these 0-2 comebacks. Roman is on the turnpike. What's up, Roman?
Hey, hold on. Let me get y'all a speaker real quick.
All right, Roman. What do you got for us, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Roman, what's up, buddy?
Man, listen. You know why that number's 44%?
Why's that?
Because we feel like they ain't trying. There should be a mandatory gag order for Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, and Kyle Schwarber, until they do something in this series. They wet in the bed. They're going up there swinging. They look overmatched, and they just look out of it. Then you got Alec Baum coming out talking about how nervous at the plate they are. This is the NLDS, man. You have to have some type of fight in you. But you can't expect us to fight, and you going out there, and you ain't fighting. 57 home runs, and you can't manage a base hit? You can't. And every time you strike out, Schwarber, every time you strike out, you look like you never seen that pitch before.
It's not, yeah, it's Roman. It's not good enough. It's not good. Schwarber's been terrible. Harper's got to be better, and Trey looks lost up there. Not good.
And then you got Bryce Harper sitting up here talking like he told Bob Thompson what the game plan was going to be.
Yeah, that bothered me.
That's crazy to me. You can't figure out how to help this team win with all that money you make, but you can concentrate on the pitching staff.
Yeah, that kind of.
Yeah, how about we got to do our own job? Yeah, how about we get a hit tonight, Bryce? How about we hit a home run?
Yeah. Yo, I'm going to say this, and I ain't trying to change the topic, right? But I watched Jalen Hurts get criticized for way less. For way less. But these three guys at the top of the lineup, $300 million? Come on, man. Come on. I want to see them win tonight, but as we're sitting there at 11-10, I'm in that 44% to say, man, just end this because I got zero confidence in Aaron Nola. Zero.
Well, Roman, you're not the only one on that. The guy had a 6 ERA this year. Roman, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. For where you at as we head towards the game tonight, game number three. The gut feeling. Like, what are you feeling today? Is it hope they're going to win and extend this to game four? Is it belief? I mean, there's Roman, one of those 44% that says, just put me out of my misery. I'm not there. I still have hope that they're going to bounce back and get a game tonight. Hugh Douglas has full belief. As far as it goes with the criticism, Roman hit on something there, what he said about Jalen and kind of comparison. It's why it's going to be so hard for them, Hugh. And not just, like, they could justify it from a baseball perspective, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we bring everyone back next year. We won 96 games. That they could do that. They did it last year. They justified bringing everyone back. It's going to be impossible for them to convince the fan base about running it back. It's just going to be impossible. You can hear it in people's voices. The belief in this group has gone from sky high in 22, and then it's deteriorated a little bit every year. There's no way they're going to be able to, I mean, they might do it. They could do whatever they want. But there's no way they're going to be able to sell the full fan base, we're running this thing back, if they go out with a whimper here.
I tell you what, Bryce Harper better not come back next year with the Bryce Harper rivalry pack again.
Oh,
if that's the case.
Yeah, he shouldn't come back with that anyway.
He shouldn't come back, but like, what burns my biscuits is how much you went into detail about Ranger. Dog, what about you? Like, you're the star of this team. You're the guy that would come, you know, we was on Bryce Harper fit watch after every game or before every game, all what Bryce Harper got on. You were a trendsetter. And for us to be facing elimination, you know, you get asked, this is what really got me, because when you ask, hey, we just got to, what do you say, how was it, flip it, comments, oh, we just got to take it one game at a time, but we got to win one game or whatever. But then you go into detail about Ranger. Like, dog, seriously? Like, that's what you're doing? That's where your energy is going? Instead of saying, hey, I need to be better. Because at the end of the day, you know what's funny? Now that I think about it, I remember playing, not Donovan, but Boomer. Boomer was this guy. You know how when quarterbacks talk about what everybody else doing when you in a loss instead of talking about what you're doing? That's what I heard. That's what triggered me, because playing with a guy like that is irritating, because you got something to say about every other aspect of the game, but the part that you can affect the most. Like, you affect the runs. You got some stellar pitching the last couple of nights, and you watching Ranger. Why aren't you in the batting cage? Why aren't you getting your stuff together?
Uh-oh. Twice.
I'm just saying, man. That, listen to what's being said. Like, I hear, like, I don't think he's a phony, but I hear what she's saying. The young lady that called in earlier, I hear what she's saying. Because that's tone deaf. We've been talking all week about being tone deaf and saying, like, for you, like, that bothers me.
Yeah,
we're facing elimination, and you got all that to say about the pitcher. So how about you give me some help?
Yeah. Well, I think to your point on this, and again, he's asked the question. I think they asked him because they knew he'd answer. But the answer there could be, we need to score our pitchers runs. Bottom line, we have faith in Nola. I have faith in Ranger if he comes in. We need to get them some runs. It's on us tonight. Because to your point, Hugh, the first two games have not been about the starting pitchers. Christopher Sanchez pitched his butt off. And Luzardo was as good as, in terms of, you put the stat out yesterday, as good as anybody in terms of retiring consecutive batters in a Phillies playoff game since Roy Halladay. And I thought about it after you said it. That Roy Halladay game you were referencing, I believe, was against the Giants, the 2010 Giants, who were a good team. They won the World Series, but they mm-hmm. were not an offensive team. Considering what Luzardo did the other night against this Dodgers lineup,
that was pretty impressive.
It's amazing. And they still lost those games because they haven't hit. This whole thing would be easier, I think, for all of us to like grasp if it was the bottom of the order, if it was Bohm, if it was all those guys. We'd be like, all right.
But it's the usual suspects.
Well, that hurts more because we need those guys. The reality is Harper's not going anywhere. Turner's not going anywhere. To ever get to a World Series and win one with these guys, we need them to hit. Bryce has to hit tonight. Schwarber has to hit tonight. Turner needs to hit tonight. Like, the tonight's not about Nick Castellanos, as much as, you know, everyone's pissed at him for what he said 2 days ago. Tonight's not about Brandon Marsh. I mean, it's wonderful if they hit, but, like, they need the top guys to hit tonight. That's how you win the game tonight. Because at some point, you know what's going to happen? We've kind of danced around this. Ohtani hasn't done much. Betts hasn't done that much.
They're going to wake up.
Yeah. I mean, like, at some point, Ohtani's going to hit one to the moon. Like, we got to match them. Let's go to Matt in Bucks County, who I believe was convinced by our guy Will in the Northeast, firing everyone up in the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Will, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Yeah, 100%. Will got me fired up. I was just like you, 100%. I moped all day yesterday. I couldn't get anything on that, and the fact that my work truck broke down, so it was kind of like piling over.
That's a tough day. Yeah, that's a tough day.
I was ready to just walk over to the Walt Whitman, but
no, don't do that.
You know, no, I won't do that. I'm just playing. It's just depressing. That's all it is. And she's right. There's something missing with Harper. Something's going on. It's like, and Hugh, I think you said it yesterday. All the things that you're talking about, snickerdoodle protein and you know. I think he's got way too much on the side, bro. Like, he lost his focus. I mean, granted, he's building a family. We said that. He's got the kids. He's got that going. He's got his protein. He's got his clothing line.
Snickerdoodle.
Like, can we get back to baseball? Like, we have to do something, you know?
Yeah, I'll steal a line from Jalen Hurts, Matt. Let's keep the main thing. Let's get some hits tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the bottom line. And we're missing one. I mean, like, You guys talk about Schwarber. You guys talk about Turner and Harper. Where's Bohm been? Like, where's Bohm been? I mean, he started the season out mediocre, and then he hit the longest slump in the world. But, I mean, like, he's not present. I mean, like, I'd rather have Sosa playing third and knowing that something's going to come out of it. I just feel like nothing has come out of Bohm in the last. I know he was injured.
Yeah.
Is he still injured? Is he still fighting that injury? You know?
And
I don't know.
I don't think he is.
There's so much to talk about.
There is, Matt. I don't trust Bohm either. I never have. He's not a cleanup hitter. Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is, Matt. And Matt, good phone call, man. And we appreciate it and enjoy it tonight. Hopefully we get a victory out of it. But as far as the Bryce stuff, look, Hugh, I feel it. I think we all feel it. The tenor is changing on him. He has to reverse it. I mean, this whole thing relies on that. He needs to hit tonight.
Yeah, and tonight's tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight's tonight. I believe that. I know I just went on this whole rant, and I'm still waiting for that protein powder to go on sale because it's like $69.
It's a lot of money.
I mean, but I'm still locked in with Bryce. He can get it done tonight. Tonight, it's going to be a good night for him and Schwarber. I believe that. So much so that I'm going to go home and drink me a pot of coffee, and I'm going to stay up and watch this game. I believe that this feels like it can potentially be a magical night. You know, when you talk, and listen, I know I sound crazy, but we've already established that that's probably the case.
Well, we know that. Yeah.
But there's something to be said when you break out the powder blues. You know what I mean? And I know that might not sound like a lot to a whole lot of people, but I remember I was riding this morning. I was listening. I was stuck in traffic too, by the way, coming from Delaware. Mm. And I'm listening, and I heard the reporter say, yeah, and the Phillies are bringing out the powder blues. And I was like, the powder blues. And I got to thinking, Joe, I'm like, you know what? If I recall, there's been a lot of great baseball that has been played in those powder blue uniforms. And I said to myself, you know what, Hugh Douglas? I was talking in the third person at that point, Joe, because I was feeling good about myself. I said, you know what, Hugh Douglas? Tonight's going to be a good night. And then I asked myself, well, why do you think that, Hugh? And I said, you know what? It's the powder blues. And I told myself, myself said, that's kind of stupid, Hugh. But it's not. Because there was an old saying. I had a teammate of mine. His name was Al Harris. And I remember he used to set, I think I told you this story, Joe. He used to set his outfit out every day. Well, every Sunday, because he couldn't set it out every day, because, you know, every day, you know, but on game day.
A lot of tangents.
On game day, he would set this outfit out.
Where'd the story start?
It started with the powder blues. So let me cook. Let me cook. So then he set the outfit out, and he used to say, look good, play good. And if you play good, they pay good. So this is, this could potentially tonight be a history-making moment, all because of those powder blue uniforms. I think they're going to do it tonight, Joe. We're gonna extend this. We're going to stave off this execution.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring that thing back to Philly. And then we're moving on to the NLCS, baby. It's happening, and it starts tonight. Tonight is the night. And it's all started from those powder blue uniforms.
Well, now, if you're on 95 this morning, you know why Hugh Douglas was talking to himself in his truck. He was workshopping that rant right there. What's wrong with him? He's talking. He's having a whole conversation with himself.
What's wrong with that old man?
Is he okay? All right, let me throw this out, because you got everyone fired up with that, Hugh. And you mentioned earlier you're parlaying, what, a homer for both Bryce and Schwarber?
Yeah.
You ready for this? These numbers after last night's game? So we had two games last night. We had the two AL games, right? Mariners win and Yankees win last night. Teams to out-homer their opponents in the postseason. 12-2 so far. Enough of this. You know, we always do the small ball thing. They need small ball to win. They need to hit the ball over the wall. They haven't hit a home run in either of the first two games. They didn't hit a home run in Game 4 last year against the Mets. They didn't hit a home run in Game 3 against the Mets. They've gone like 160 playoff plate appearances without a home run. Hit the ball over the wall. It will ignite that dugout. It will give Aaron Nola a lead, then Ranger a lead, whatever. They need a home run tonight. It feels so simple, and it feels so hard right now for them to get one. They need a home run. It starts with Bryce. It starts with Kyle Schwarber. 215-592-9494. All right, more of your phone calls. We'll get everyone up in the show today. Are you with Hugh? Can they get this game and extend the series? Do you hope? Or do you believe? Plus, what Ken, some would call him Blade Rosenthal, said about the future of this team if their season does end here. What's on the line tonight? Legacy? Jobs? Yeah, I do believe there's at least one job on the line tonight. We'll hit it next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, by now you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink. I would be drinking at a tailgate if I wasn't working. It's the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a little hint of honey. It will be your touchdown at your next tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.